No lawmaker from Milwaukee is a top leader at the state capitol, but Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan says he's not forgetting about the area and its 7% unemployment rate. The Janesville Democrat met with some technical college students in Milwaukee who told of their need for job retraining funds. David Frieda recently lost his job at a heating and air conditioning company. He's taking classes to broaden his expertise in the field, but Frieda says he wishes the training sessions could come faster.
When people lose their jobs, they can't wait around until the semester. They need that money to come in, so if they need that training, they can be able to get a job quicker if they get that training as opposed to waiting for a semester to start the school or the training.
Frieda acknowledges there's often red tape that slows down job training, but he says he still has to pay his bills. Representative Sheridan says he's heard all over the state about the need for job training funds and noted that some members of the legislature's budget writing committee were with him at the Milwaukee meeting.
Some of the key people as we get into this joint finance process, I think that their voices will be heard loud and clear.
Sheridan says Governor Doyle has proposed some job retraining ideas in the state budget, and last week the governor announced the use of federal funds to better coordinate job training in the state. The Joint Finance Committee begins its state budget hearings later this month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.